Welcome back to Catholic Baltimore. I'm George Matisek, digital editor for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Every second and fourth Saturday of the month, the Trash Bashers, a team of about a dozen volunteers based at St. Mary and Govins, cleans up a three-block stretch of York Road in front of the church. Lance Bendon, a parishioner of St. Mary's, heads up the effort. Lance Bendon, thanks for being here on Catholic Baltimore.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So who are the Trash Bashers? How did you get started and what do you do?
Well, the Trash Bashers originated from about 4 years ago from an after-mass fellowship that we had at St. Mary's here in Govins. And the subject at our table was a discussion of how we could become more involved in our community. And the more we talked, the more we came to the conclusion that this wasn't really reinventing the wheel, that there was a lot to be done literally right out the front door of the church on York Road, that the Homeland Commercial District, about a three-block area around York Road and Woodbourne Avenue, there were a lot of stores there, a lot of pedestrian activity, and that it could probably need some help cleaning up, something very simple that we thought we could do and that we wanted to do, that was in the interest of the community and the church, the parish. And so that's really how it began, just seeing that need right in front of our face, actually.
And two times a month you go out into the streets and clean?
Yes, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. on the second and fourth Saturdays of each month, we assemble at St. Mary's, and then we just divide in half, go down the three blocks, group on one side, group on the other, and clean it up.
What kinds of things do you see in the streets?
Well, there's the normal, I think there are at least a dozen, there could be as many as 16 establishments, everything from liquor stores to convenience kinds of carryouts that can and do produce some type of packaging or beverage container. And we see just about everything you could imagine in that area, and some things that you might not expect to see. One morning we found a car fender in the gutter. So there are always a few surprises.
There's probably a lot of answers to this question, but why is there trash in the streets here?
Well, I think that is a question that is a bit elusive, but I think several things, that certainly with the amount of foot traffic and the amount of customers that deal in and out with these stores each day, some are perhaps not as conscious of the idea of putting disposable items into trash cans. So there's that unfortunate part, although I think we can easily say that most of the members of the community and that patronize those stores are responsible, and they seek out a legitimate way to dispose of what they aren't or don't use. We've also been trying to make the city a little more mindful of something as simple as the availability of trash cans. I think sometimes it's a little much to ask anyone to think about walking a block or a block and a half to find a trash can for a candy wrapper or something like that. So I think that has also been an issue, no question about it.
And you've actually worked with the city to get some of those trash cans installed with the merchants in the area, is that right?
We have. Recently, the city has installed new modern compact trash cans that run off solar power. That has been helpful. We also have a program that we've raised some money. We've also gotten a grant from the State Department of Natural Resources to purchase some smaller cans. Right now, those have really been a benefit, I think. It's been part of our attempts to engage and make aware and educate the merchants, because that's really, we need their participation, and that has really been a big help because we also use them to promote and market, if you will, our clean street message. So the agreement we have with the merchants is we'll provide these smaller trash cans installed on their building with our logo and message. And for them, they make a commitment to daily clean the trash cans. Because really, one of the long-term solutions is to get the merchants more involved in our efforts. Because we think, and we think they know, that a clean street is good for business.
What's been the response of the people in the community as you work on the streets?
Well, every time we do this, there's no question that without soliciting any response or commentary, usually pretty much every Saturday, many of us get comments from folks who are just walking to work or going into one of the shops, recognizing what we're doing and thanking us. But I think perhaps to your point, I think the residential neighborhoods surrounding this particular area really can also be more involved. Particularly the Homeland Association, which is one of the adjoining neighborhoods, has been very supportive. The word is getting around, I think.
So after you're done cleaning the streets, you come back in 2 weeks and the streets are again dirty with trash. Does it ever get frustrating, or what keeps you going to do this work?
Personally, I suppose I'm as much inspired by the other trash bashers who have just an amazing commitment and loyalty to this effort. And that part of it, we certainly notice that, and when we notice it when it looks great, we notice it when it doesn't, and it doesn't seem to affect us. We have a commitment to this, and frankly, we have at least four different contributions from other parishes in terms of representation, and it really hasn't affected that at all. And most of us live in the general area, and we use that street or walk up to it or what have you. So we notice it even more on a daily basis. And I can tell you, sometimes we clean it on Saturday morning, and by Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning, it doesn't look like anybody has ever been there. And there are other times when, voila, miraculously, there is 2 or 3 days later, and it still looks great. Mm-hmm. So there are varying outcomes, and we just kind of stay with the program.
And your team seems to have a lot of fun doing this as well. You joke around and have fun.
We do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of camaraderie. I'm glad you brought that up. There's a certain fellowship and friendship that we've, most of us, of course, the core group, knew each other from St. Mary's, but we do. We have a lot of fun, and we have one member who started a tailgate, a post-cleanup tailgate. So at 9 or 9 o'clock or a few minutes after, we're usually back in the parking lot. And this morning, we had a great tailgate with some coffee and Oreo cookies. We have fun and usually have some time to stand around, sit around after our trash bashing efforts, and talk.
We just have a few seconds left. How can people get involved in this effort?
I think the city is one place that always can use a little prodding and a little focus on what community members feel and think are issues that affect them every day. And I wouldn't hesitate perhaps to take the time to call your city councilman or the Department of Public Works and highlight some of these issues and some of the solutions that local people are trying to implement. And from a parish standpoint, I think there's just a lot you can do in your own community or offer your assistance to other communities through your parish and through your Catholic community. And I think that's probably a very strong effort that could be made.
Lance Bendon, thanks so much for being here on Catholic Baltimore.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks so much.
I'm George Matusek. Thanks for listening to Catholic Baltimore.